From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Carnegie Hall in New York City, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I feel the same way. It is pretty great to be back here in New York in Carnegie Hall. We have got a great show for you today. The Honorable Michael Bloomberg, Mayor of New York City, will be by later to answer our questions. By the way, in honor of Mayor Bloomberg, who, as you know, is a media billionaire, we're going to institute a new feature for the first time at our Not My Job game. It's called, you know, you actually can buy a clue. But your call to us is still free. It's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant to this week's show. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Amber Merchant in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, one of the more beautiful places in the country. What do you do there, Amber?
I work for the local nonprofit Catholic healthcare network, Rosalette.
Really? So you're part of the great Vatican conspiracy to make people healthy.
I like to think that that's the Pope's ultimate goal, but you never know.
You never know. Well, good for you. Well, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week on stage at Carnegie Hall. First, say hello to a writer for Boston Globe magazine and author of the new book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hello, Amber.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Amber.
Finally, an author and humorist whose audiobook, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 Years of Comments and Comic Pieces, is available at iTunes and Audible.com. I mean, Mr. Tom Beaudet.
Hi, Amber.
Amber, you're going to start us off with a round of Who's Carl This Time. Of course, Carl Castle will now read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, here is your first quote.
This is not about deterring people from traveling. We're just suggesting that perhaps they shouldn't linger.
That was the United States Undersecretary of State speaking at All Things Considered. He was letting us all know in the vaguest possible terms that we might want to be careful if we go where?
Europe?
Yes, Europe. Very good. Here she goes. The State Department has issued a travel warning for Europe, but won't tell us what it is or even that we shouldn't go. It's like they've swapped Obama's soft diplomacy for a new strategy, passive-aggressive diplomacy. Oh, you're going to Europe. Okay, if that's what you want. No, go. I'm sure it'll be fine. Fine. No, go. In essence, the State Department is telling us to go to Europe, but don't do anything people do in Europe, like visit popular museums or tourist attractions, or, we love this, go to airports or train stations. Great. Well, you know, we had this tour of Tuscany planned. We'll just do it by swinging from tree to tree. That will be fine. And they're pointing out there are safer alternatives to the big tourist sites. You know, forget the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Here's Alice at the flower shop with a lazy eye. She's very colorful.
Yes, yeah, so there's always the leaning Applebee's of Pisa.
Exactly.
Which I really love.
Is the issue lingering? Is that the problem? If you went really, really fast?
If you did the Louvre in like 10 minutes.
10 minutes, exactly.
Exactly.
Bonjour, monsieur. We have the audio tour and we have the roller skates.
You can, by the way, you can still go to Euro Disney because even Al-Qaeda doesn't want to go there. Come on. All right, very good, Amber. Here is your next quote.
How dare you come and greet me after what you did in Barcelona?
That was what author Mario Vargas Llosa said to another famous author right before socking him in the eye 30 years ago. This week, Vargas Llosa was either forgiven or rewarded for that act when he won what?
The Nobel Prize?
Yes, the Nobel Prize for Literature. Very good. Vargas Llosa punched famed author Gabriel Garcia Marquez in the face because, biographers say, Marquez had, quote, consoled Vargas Llosa's wife when Vargas Llosa wasn't around.
Was she particularly unhappy?
She was. We assume she needed consoling because nobody was lying on top of her at the time. Made her sad. The award comes, this one, which came on Thursday, came after they gave the physics award to two Russians who had spent their time doing things like levitating frogs and using scotch tape in their experiments. That's true. So the Nobel Prizes are becoming like the VMAs. It's all about scandal and characters. They'll have fashion reporters outside the ceremony in Oslo saying things like, well, that's a very nice blazer. Whose elbow patches are you wearing? And then just when they give, like, Vargas Llosa his literature award, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who's also a laureate, of course, he's going to jump up on the podium and say, I'm going to let you finish. But Cormac McCarthy wrote the best novel of all time. It just occurred to me, you know, half our audience isn't going to know who Cormac McCarthy is, and half of them have no idea what I'm talking about in the first place. So.
Oh. The older I get, the faster the sun sets on my Nobel ambitions.
So. Really?
Unless they start giving out a Nobel Prize in woodshop, I think that...
Yeah. Amber, your last quote is from Alessandra Stanley, the New York Times, giving her review of a new cable news show that debuted this week.
The ickiness factor may subside.
So what new show has an ickiness factor?
Something to do with hoarding?
Something to do with hoarding.
No, they got rid of this one pretty quick.
No. Sticking around.
Drop the D.
Oh. I don't want to pressure you on this because not watching cable news, I think, is a sign of virtue in these times. But you have no idea what the show was?
I have no clue. Yeah,
New show. It's Parker Spitzer. Parker Spitzer. It's hosted, of course, by columnist Kathleen Parker and former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer. CNN, it's been hard for them. They've been pummeled by the opinion shows on MSNBC and Fox and primetime. So they decided to hire two smart, opinionated people to really hash out the important issues in an intelligent style. It's sort of like all things except that prostitution scandal considered. The best part of the whole thing was this segment they've created for the show called Guilty Pleasures, where the hosts and their guests go around and they say, my guilty pleasure is. And we all watched, we were like, okay, Elliot Spitzer, let's go. And Elliot Spitzer says, well, my guilty pleasure is NASCAR. NASCAR, he said.
Well, that, whom that, among us?
Yeah,
not
whom, yeah. That's why he resigned. I don't remember it that way. Actually, if you pay as much money for NASCAR as you do for his real guilty pleasure, you actually get to drive the car. So.
Did you watch it?
I did watch parts of it.
Yes.
And it's not bad. I mean, Elliot Spitzer is a very smart man who's been involved in public issues his whole life. He's very personable. Kathleen Parker, Pulitzer Prize-winning conservative columnist. Again, tremendously accomplished person. But it's weird. It's like you have Elliot Spitzer on a show, and the only reason anybody cares about Elliot Spitzer these days is because of his huge scandal that we all learned about him. It's like, what a waste. It's like hiring Pamela Anderson to read to the blind. It's like... Use your assets, CNN.
What would you have him do?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Carl, how did Amber do in our quiz?
Well, Amber had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win our prize.
Well done, Amber.
Yay!
Cry of glee. Good for you. Thank you so much for playing, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.